Director of NEMO Michelle Forbes said the only significant damage reported during the hurricane season so far was caused by Hurricane Elsa. Ms. Forbes said persons should be more vigilant during this period as there can be intense and heavy rainfalls that can lead to flooding and landslides.
Well, we have about a month and a half of the hurricane season to go, the official hurricane season, that is. And our preparation have always been the same in terms of encouraging everyone to be prepared. And we live with the hurricane season, as I always say, for 6 months of the year, and we have to be prepared for it. So far, for the hurricane season, the only, I should say, impact we would have had thus far would have really been Hurricane Elsa around July the 1st. We're having some rainfall in between, and we are now especially into the two wettest months of the year, and we have to now prepare and even be a bit more vigilant during this time, because we know we can have intense heavy rainfall and that can lead to a lot of flooding on landslides. So the preparation must continue all year for all hazards. So it's not about the hurricane season only too, but yet we live for 6 months of the year with the hurricane season, and we need to really refocus every time and focus on in ways we can mitigate or reduce the hazards or the damage that can happen to us here in St. Vincent and the Grenadines.
Ms. Forbes also reported on the rainfall activity on the weekend. She noted that more damage would have been reported if the rain had fallen continuously.
Landslide and flooding, we saw over the weekend. I've been since late last week, would have had flood, some advisories out from the Met Services, and we had a flash flood watch over the weekend. We had quite a bit of rainfall, so quite a bit. We had maybe the maximum I think we had would have been just over 50 millimeters is one of the catchment areas that's reported by the Met Services. So mm-hmm. around between 1 and 2 inches of rainfall over the weekend, over 24 period, I should say, over the weekend. The good thing about the rain on this in this period is that we didn't have continuous rainfall. We had a good bit of rain, and it stopped, run off a little bit, and then it continued like that throughout the weekend. So we did not have the continuous rain that might have caused a bit more landslide and a bit more flooding. Have some isolated areas where you see a few landslides here and there alongside the roadside, and this is expected and can continue as we into October and November, and especially as we get more rains going into November.
And the NEMO director also outlined a number of hazards that persons should be aware of during the hurricane season.
We have the flooding, yes, but I think we tend to get gusty winds. We during this period, we have what we call the squalls coming in. We had a lot of thunderstorm activity last week. I know I heard a few persons reporting that some of their appliances may have been damaged. Mm-hmm. We need to look at the thunderstorm and the lightning, because the lightning can transfer that energy and damage your appliances within your home. So when a lot of persons tend not to unplug their appliances, we see VINLEC all the time telling you to unplug your appliances during the thunderstorm period. We can have that happening. If we have the gusty wind still, we had a few trees down along the roadside over the weekend. So we know that the gusty winds can also topple a few trees, even though it may not be up to storm force winds, or you may have some gust in between that can be almost that. So we need to still pay attention to the overhanging trees around our property along the road, and any objects that you may have that can fly around.
Director of the National Emergency Management Organization, NEMO, Michelle Forbes. I'm Radhika Stephen with today's special report.